if you are exploring this as an entrepreneur, if you are trying to make your art a business, that you are a business person already. I think that one of the challenges that comes up for the artists that I know is kind of this idea that if it's something that they enjoy doing and they're good at and they feel, especially with creatives, that it's somehow coming from somewhere outside of themselves, like the inspiration comes from outside or the talent is latent, I guess, within them, that somehow they don't deserve to be paid for their work or they shouldn't view themselves as trying to earn a living from it. And I think that's just wrong. I think you can do both things. I think you can both have a gift and then be rewarded for those gifts.
I'm Nick Armstrong, the Geek in Chief of WTF Marketing, and this is the Fort Collins Startup Week podcast. It's rare to go to a concert in Fort Collins and not see Julie Suter somewhere around. She's a music expert and has been involved in several music-based startups in Fort Collins, which makes it no surprise that she is the community manager at the Music District. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who is more knowledgeable about the music scene in Fort Collins. Let's hear from her.
I'm Julie Suter. I am the community manager at the Music District, and I'm also, I guess, the content captain for our music track for our Art Up Week sessions, which are a part of Startup Week.
So what are you most excited about in terms of the music sessions you've seen so far?
Well, I think the most sort of broadly exciting thing is that this year we are combining the Music District's Sonic Social, which is kind of an immersive open house, with Art Up Week. So on Saturday, March 2nd, we're going to have this big celebration at the end of Art Up Week that invites the public to plug in, turn up, and geek out. So it's a themed event that incorporates science fiction and fantasy and video games, and it has music at its core, and it's going to be super fun. So that is kind of new this year and exciting to me. But I think that also we have a couple really sort of, that's kind of a session that's about the breadth of music. And then we have a couple kind of deep dives this year in Art Up Week, two of them that are related to music production and sound engineering and tech. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
So that geekery sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yes, indeed.
And I understand that we're going to see some geeky bands in Northern Colorado come out and play.
That is the hope. We are working on booking some live performances for Sonic Social as we speak. And I think we have both musicians and just music lovers. And then of course this whole world of nerdery that we've been already hearing excitement around the Sonic Social theme, and I know that Jess, our programs manager, is working really hard to make sure that we are inclusive, which is one of the key values that we're exploring via Startup Week in general this year, inclusivity and access.
And do you see those as big challenges in the Northern Colorado music community?
You know, I think we always have work to do around that. You know, I think it's super important that we are mindful about it. I think the nice thing about music is that it is, I believe, by its nature, inclusive. It's one of our shared languages, I think, that you don't have to work very hard to understand each other through. But I think it's good to be very intentional about it and make sure that you are exploring the opportunities you have to invite more people in.
And so if access and inclusion aren't the biggest, what are the biggest challenges for the Northern Colorado music community?
Oh, man. Sometimes I think that we have challenges surrounding abundance and just making sure that we're getting through, and I'm really not trying to make a pun here, but through all the noise in terms of just making sure people know what's going on. And I think that's a challenge for anybody that's producing any sort of events or wanting people to explore the art that they're sharing. There's a lot of competing interests, and we are especially blessed maybe in Northern Colorado with lots of choices of fun things to do and things to go out or stay in and do. And so I think there are some challenges around just making sure that people know what you've got going on. And I know we have some general kind of creative, and we do every year in Art Up Week and Startup Week, approaches to marketing and learning about technology. And I know that during, I think it's on Tuesday of Art Up Week, we've got a session around how to leverage technology to advance your career, and that's geared towards musicians and presented by the Fort Collins Musicians Association. And I think that'll be helpful for anybody, really.
So besides you, who's doing the coolest things in Northern Colorado?
Oh, gosh. I am such a big fan of the Downtown Artery. They are one of our most creative venues, and they do such a wonderful job of combining artists and music and general weirdos, and just they are always doing something that kind of pushes boundaries, and I think that that is amazing. So three cheers for the Artery. I think that the Lyric Cinema is pretty amazing. They have so much going in terms of movies, but they also have music that they do outside on their porch, and they've designed some pretty interesting art installations within the cinema itself, and I think that's amazing. Who else is doing? I mean, this is just like too hard trying to pick all your favorites. I have my own challenges and trying to figure out what's going on and what thing to go to, and I wish that I could be many places at once.
Yeah, they haven't invented the TARDIS for real yet.
They do have one in the Lyric, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just wrong. I should go in there next time I'm in there and see.
I think it only works if you have, you know, a certain mindset for it.
Well, that is the thing that I intend to develop then at this year's Art Up Week.
I think it's a mantra. So if you could tell a Northern Colorado creative, whether it's music or any mm-hmm. other business that's in the creative industry, one thing, what would it be?
I think to not forget that if you are exploring this as an entrepreneur, if you are trying to make your art a business, that you are a business person already. I think that one of the challenges that comes up for the artists that I know is kind of this idea that if it's something that they enjoy doing and they're good at, and they feel, especially with creative work, that it's somehow coming from somewhere outside of themselves, like the inspiration comes from outside, or the talent is latent, I guess, within them, that somehow they don't deserve to be paid for their work, or they shouldn't view themselves as trying to earn a living from it. And I think that's just wrong. I think you can do both things. I think you can both have a gift and then be rewarded for those gifts.
We talked a little bit about the Lyric and the Downtown Artery mixing music with art, and also movies and other cool aspects of creative life. Have you seen any good examples of a business coming into and integrating with art and music beyond just those venues?
That's a hard question. This is just popping into my mind. Maybe this isn't the right answer, but you know who I really love is the Library so much. And I think they do such a good job of inviting so many different people in the community. And I know that maybe they don't look at themselves as a business, but they sure do serve lots of aspects of business, whether it's through trying to help people learn how to navigate the nonprofit world better, or just by having a business librarian. And then they also manage on top of all that, because most of what they started doing was around books and writing and creativity. Like, they, I think, bring in some really good elements of just thinking about weird stuff. And I love that about the Library. And it's for everybody.
Yeah, Bookfest had quite a lot of interdisciplinary thought around it, I think. And that was one of the big events for the Library this time around. And they're also going to be participating in Startup Week as well.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that, because I'm just a super fan and have been my whole life. And I really admire what they do. And I feel like I continue to learn about things that they do that are really cutting edge, more than people would think of about when you think sometimes about the Library. You think about a place for books, but it's a community, like global connected place with lots of things other than books.
Yeah, I think the Poudre River Public Library District has done a really good job with that access and inclusion piece, in particular with mm-hmm. with de-siloing portions of our community and bringing them together and really enabling that cross communication, those interdisciplinary efforts to take hold.
Agreed. They are superstars and I admire them so much.
So where can we find out more about you and the work of the Music District?
Well, you can go to themusicdistrict.org and we have an events listing, all sorts of things going on all the time over here. The Art Up Week stuff should be up pretty soon. But in the meantime, we've got artists in residence. We've got ongoing, and most of our events are free to the public and serve lots of people in the community. So we've got some business-related, business development type workshops, and of course, learning how to perfect your art and craft of music. Lots of stuff going on around that. And that is all listed at themusicdistrict.org. Or on Facebook, or on Instagram, or on Twitter, all those good social media sites. Our website's probably the best place to start.
Speaking of the Music District, how do you find your way around inside there? I've been in the building and the other building several times, and I don't think I've actually ever seen the end of the building. It just seems to sort of go around in a giant loop.
Yeah. It does sort of, so we have this tagline that says, find your place in music, and sometimes that is literal. We are very lucky to have a lot of space here, and these buildings down for a long time. The building that I'm sitting in right now, we call Sisters because it was once a sorority house, so all sorts of nooks and crannies and places to find yourself. So,
yeah, and just like the TARDIS, it is bigger on the inside, it seems.
Yeah, I think you're right. I have the same experience still here after a few years. So I think that's just a reason to come back and visit us and find your way around.
For more great entrepreneurial insights, you can visit startupfoco.com, and we hope to see you at Startup Week.